That is what an opposition leader has called for yet another rally against President Nicolas Maduro as the country's political crisis is spiraling out of control.
We already have a date, February 12th, and tomorrow we will be announcing what day we're going to receive this humanitarian aid through Venezuela.
Juan Guaido made the comments while addressing his supporters in the capital, Caracas. Guaido encouraged people to come out in defense of what he called free elections and a transitional government. A political crisis broke out in the country after Guaido declared himself interim president. Washington was among the first to recognize Guaido. Caracas has branded the move as a coup attempt. Now joining us on this topic for some discussion is our own Press TV's Jesus Silva out of Caracas and out of San Juan Laos Saz, the political commentator. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you both for showing up here and joining us on Press TV's News Review. Now, we're going to start in Caracas. We have these backwards, actually. San Juan should be over here and Caracas over here. But regardless, we're going to start with you, Jesus. What's the latest?
We are able to see in Venezuela that Maduro has a lot of support from millions of Venezuelan citizens. And also Mr. Juan Guaido has millions of supporters that belong to the whole opposition spectrum in Venezuela. Both political leaders have their followers, but according to the Venezuelan constitution, experts say that Mr. Maduro is the only legitimate president. In this context, it is visible that the United States government is given unconditional support to Guaido and is encouraging him to establish this individual as a parallel president for a parallel government in a visible effort to undermine Maduro's leadership in Venezuela.
And if I can swing it over to you, Lajos, now, welcome to the program, Lajos. Now, really quick, what is Guaido's strategy here to become interim president of Venezuela?
Well, he was appointed, as I understand, by the National Assembly. Well, I believe it was at a meeting of the Assembly, National Assembly, on January 16th, I believe. He made that oath in public on January 23rd in front of his supporters of the opposition. I suppose that since he doesn't control thus far the levels of power in Venezuela, Maduro controls the levels of power. He controls the military, controls the police, security services, controls, as I understand, the ports of entry, airports, controls the state oil company, Petróleos de Venezuela, PDVSA, etc., the money-making tools of the Venezuelan state. What he's trying to do, Guaido, with the support of the United States, is to try to convince senior members of the Venezuelan military to defect, to support him, to recognize him as the president of Venezuela, acting president, and then turn their backs on President Maduro. In that case, pretty much, carry out a coup d'etat to depose Maduro from the presidency of Venezuela. In the meantime, while he's waiting, he has the support of millions in the streets, of supporters of the opposition. He is trying to marshal, to gather momentum internationally, in addition to the recognition, international recognition by several countries, to gather humanitarian support under the aegis, I suppose, of the United Nations. And he has talked about Cúcuta being a point of collection of that humanitarian aid in Colombia, Brazil being another point of entry of that humanitarian aid, more than entry into Venezuela. I would say for Venezuelans to go to Brazil, to go to Colombia, seeking that aid, the Venezuelan people that would like to do that. He talked about an island in the Caribbean, probably Curaçao. Curaçao, Aruba, Bonaire, most likely Curaçao, to gather that humanitarian aid. But again, the ports of entry are under the control of Maduro, his government, President Maduro. And President Guaido, he doesn't have that power base internally, except for the people. I would calculate based on analysis by Mega Analysis, which is, I read that it was an independent polling company, polling firm in Venezuela that has been monitoring elections since 1999 in Venezuela. Well, they claim that in the May 2018 elections, there were very few people that went to vote. Perhaps only 10% support Maduro of the electoral base of the 20 million electors, people.
If you could, I don't want to cut you off, but we still have a soundbite we want to get out to our viewers. If you'll just stand by. Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, supporters of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, have taken to the streets of the capital, Caracas, to express their unflinching support for the Venezuelan president. Addressing his supporters, Maduro called for holding congressional elections in the Latin American country. Have a listen.
You know the crisis that the National Assembly has, the bourgeois legislative power. The Constituent Assembly has in its agenda the constitutional, historical and political evaluation to call parliamentary elections this year. I agree that we should re-legitimize the country's legislative power and that we hold free elections with guarantees and that the people decide on a new National Assembly. Enough of all the damage they've done to our motherland. Think about it. If you have a little bit of consciousness, which the opposition party heads and political leaders should still have, step forward, abandon interventionism, Yankee imperialism, stop calling for war, stop calling for Yankee military intervention out of country, and stop supporting a coup that has already failed.
And Jesus, if you could tell us about that rally today, what Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro told supporters.
If early legislative elections were held anytime soon, anytime during this year, it is very probable that the Socialist ruling party would win those elections because this political party has won the last three or four elections. I'm speaking about regional elections for governors. I'm speaking about municipal elections. So on the other hand, the opposition is completely divided. And it is important to remember that Maduro has far more than 10% of support, because last May he obtained over 7 million votes, according to the national top authority of elections, the National Electoral Council. We have 20 million voters, so that is around 30 or 40% of the vote. So Maduro has a good momentum to call for elections of the legislative. It is not the same case when it comes to presidential elections, because he was recently reelected, and calling for an early presidential election would represent a violation of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the U.S. is pushing for those early elections, it is against the Venezuelan Constitution.
Interesting, and that's what a lot of critics say, that it's an interference of inner affairs of the country. And now, out of San Juan, Lajos, before we let you go, I'm going to let you get the last word in. What does Maduro hope to achieve by holding these congressional elections?
Well, to replace the National Assembly in the hands of the opposition. He wants to elect a National Assembly that is to his liking. And I should say, I disagree with my my English is very poor, I'm sorry, but I disagree with the other honorable gentleman. I should say that there is a communist dictatorship. There has been electoral fraud, at least since the National Constitutional Assembly of 2017. I believe that if there are new National Assembly elections, they are going to be rigged. And I should say that the opposition is very united. There is a common front to remove Maduro. The problem is that there are two presidents now. There is Guaido and there is Maduro. Maduro, supported by his people and supported by part of the international community, like Russia, Mexico, China, Iran, Turkey, North Korea, India probably too, Belarus, etc. And then there is, of course, Guaido, supported by the U.S., by Colombia, by Ecuador, by Argentina, Chile, Peru, etc., etc., and members of the European Union. So, but as long as Maduro has the loyalty of the military and the security forces and of those powerful foreign allies, he is going to remain in power. That's the view I see. The only way to remove him will be through a military coup. But so far, it appears every day that passes that the military is firmly backing him. So,
and your U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has actually been making those kind of, he's been alluding to those kind of threats in his speeches as of late. All options are on the table, and they're getting really chummy with Jair Bolsonaro. They're the new far right-wing Brazilian president. I want to thank you both for joining us. We're all out of time. Out of Caracas, Jesus Silva, gracias. And out of San Juan, Layo Sazi, gracias, gentlemen, and goodbye.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap, everyone, for your news review here on Press TV. Bye-bye.